Well, this is our Passover today. We do it right. We don't follow a tradition or a mold. The only mold we have is the Word of God. That's why we have Passover today, like the real Passover for 2026. We're sticking with the program that was established back when the children came out of Egypt and exactly 1,400 years, right to the day, 1,400 years later, as I said earlier, 1,400 years later, there was the true Passover hanging on Calvary. We recognize it. We want to be right on with things. We don't fit into a mold. You know, the devil, he likes to put people into a tradition and into a mold, and before you know it, he's got them way out in left field, and nobody knows whether they're coming or going. See, you and I, we stick with the Scripture. We have only one thing to do, is stick with the Scripture. You don't stick with tradition. And we're free to do that because we're not accountable to that Leonard from Delft or that Joe from Cyprus or these Tugs. We're not accountable to no tradition. We're accountable to the Word of God, and that's why we're doing the things we're doing. Well, yeah, we're not very popular, that's all right. And in fact, I like it like that. We don't fit into a mold, so to speak. And Jesus told Peter, the Satan has asked to sift you, Peter, but I prayed for you that your faith will not, you'll keep your faith. And Satan wanted to put him into that Jewish mold. That's what he's trying to do to us. Put it into that Hutterite mold, or that religious mold out there, or that worldly mold, whatever mold it is, we refuse to go in there. We stand with the Word. That's just that simple. That's why we have to pass over today, because the only thing that guides us is the Word of God. At the end of the day, that's the only thing that, that'll sustain us, that we're accountable to. We're accountable to the Word of God. That's just that simple. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. The Bible says, there they crucified him. That's going to be, there they crucified him. Like today is the day when he was crucified. He hung on Calvary at 9 o'clock in the morning to put him on the cross. And then before 6 o'clock, he was laying in the tomb. Like, today is that day for the year, you know. Every year it's different. Last year was some other time, but we're staying with the Word of God, the first new moon after the spring equinox determines exactly when that Passover will be. And then 14 days after the new moon, it's when the new full moon is. And that's exactly today. Today's 14 days after the new moon, and we don't have to follow tradition. That's what I'm trying to say. We don't have to go according to a world plan or whatever. Like I say, Satan, he wants to confuse the picture. He wants to mess everything up. See, we don't go according to Satan's plan. Amel Bergvoisi eine Stätte, entlegend von Geräusch der Welt, der Kindern rauscht in tiefen Bette, der Erdbahn breitet sein Gesell, dort blickt man nicht von stolzen Warten, hin auf verfloren Waldensee, den stillen Haufen gibt ein Garten. Sein Name heißt Gethsemane, dort lag der heilig seiner Beter, in dunkle Nacht auf seine Knie. Dort hat das Kind der fromme Väter to God, Kerubin und Kishrin, dort wurden seit Zeraus gestoßen, in großer Angst und Seelennot, von der geweihten Stirne flossen, die schwere Tropfen blutig rot. Gethsemane, nun heißt dein Name, in heiligen Sicht das kälter Tag, seitdem hier der gerechte Same gelegen unter seiner Qual. Hier warten wir in unter Schmerzen, der Balsam der den Erdenheit, hier quell aus den gepressten Herzen, ein lautes Heil der Heiligkeit. O Herr, du hast all meinen Frieden gesucht in jener Finsternacht. Du hast von allen abgeschieden, wie er mich gebetet und gewahrt. Wie soll ich nicht daran gedenken, an allen Orten, wo ich geh, die Blicke meiner Augen lenken. In Hibernach geht's immer näher, wenn mich der Reiz in finster Stunde befallen will ein Seelenschlaf, dann sende mir aus deinen Munde den Ruf, der deine Jünger traf. Dann lehre du mit Herz mit sprechen, nicht mein dein Wille nur geschehen, und lässt sich der Trost nicht brechen. So zeige nach Gethsemane, wenn ich vor aller Welt verlassen, o traurig bin ich schwerer Zeit, so lass mich dies ins Auge fassen, in meiner Seelen Einsamkeit, was immer unser Herzen fehle, du weißt und kennest alles weh, du sprichst zu der betrübten Seele, gedenke an Gethsemane. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust.
us, you window bay. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. On a hill called Calvary, Jesus, my Lord, suffered for me. Gave me the cross on that day, my sins to atone. Then they nailed him to the cross. Great was the pain in the cup, and he suffered it all because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior died. On the cross was crucified. No greater love my mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise his name, I love him so. I am his, he's mine, I know. And he suffered it all because he loved me. Then they carried him away, placed him in a lowly grave. Surely they thought this would be the end of his man. But on the third and glorious day, God came and rolled the stone away. And he rose from the dead because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior died. On the cross was crucified. No greater love my mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise his name, I love him so. I am his, he's mine, I know, and it's suffered it all because he loved me. Then they carried him away, placed him in a lowly grave. Surely they thought this would be the end of this man. But on that third and glorious day, God came and rolled the stone away. And he rose from the dead because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior died. On the cross was crucified. No greater love my mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise his name, I love him so. I am his, he's mine, I know. And he suffered it all because he loved me. In a town called Bethlehem, God came down to visit man. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? He knew pain and loneliness as he wore that robe of flesh. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love as he left his home above to die on Calvary just to save someone like me? Every day I'm still amazed. There's only one thing left to say. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? As he stood in Herod's hall, he never said one word at all. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? He heard the mob cry crucify, but he knew that he came
to die. Wasn't that love?
Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? As he left his home above to die on Calvary, just to save someone like me. Every day I'm still amazed. There's only one thing left to say. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? As he lay there in the tomb, he did what he came to do. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? But then he rose up from the grave, so that I can rise someday. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? As he left the room above to die on Calvary, just to save someone like me. Every day I'm still amazed. There's only one thing left to say. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? As he lay there in the tomb, he did what he came to do. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? Then he rose up from the grave, so that I can rise someday. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? As he left his room above to die on Calvary, just to save someone like me. Every day I'm still amazed. There's only one thing left to say. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes I tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they took him in the night? Were you there when they took him in the night? Oh, sometimes I tremble. Were you there when they took him in the night? Were you there when for Pilate he did stand? Were you there when for Pilate he did stand? Oh, sometimes I tremble. Were you there when before Pilate he did stand? Were you there when they mocked him in the street? Were you there when they mocked him in the street? Oh, sometimes I tremble. Were you there when they mocked him in the street? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Oh, sometimes I tremble. Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they pierced him in the side? Were you there when they pierced him?
him in the side. Oh, sometimes I tremble. Were you there when they pierced him in the side? Were you there when the sun refused to shine? Were you there when the sun refused to shine? Oh, sometimes I tremble. Were you there when the sun refused to shine? Were you there when they crucified the Lord? Were you there when they crucified the Lord? Oh, sometimes I tremble. Were you there when they crucified the Lord? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Oh, sometimes I tremble. Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when he rose up from the grave? Were you there when he rose up from the grave? Oh, sometimes I tremble. Were you there when he rose up from the grave? Will you hear when the Savior calls your name? Will you hear when the Savior calls your name? Oh, sometimes I tremble. Were you there when the Savior calls your name? Were you there when they crucified the Lord? Were you there when they crucified the Lord? Oh, sometimes I tremble. Were you there when they crucified the Lord? There they crucified him. That's the day they did it. 2000, I think it's October the 15th, 2021. It was exactly 2,000 years ago, October the 2021, according to the 2 days of Hosea, eh? Mm-hmm. After 2 days he'll revive us. It's exactly 2,000 years. He's going back to the Jews. That was October the 15th. See, you and I, we got it right. You have to have it right. Otherwise, Satan, he can't wait to mess up everything. And then that's what he does, so that people don't know whether they're coming or going. That's why it's important for you and I to know that Yom Kippur, that Midnight Cry, and the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, so that when the time comes, we'll have it spot on. We'll have it exactly 100% right, because when Jesus was asked, will you at that time once again restore Israel? And he said, it's not for you to know, and I'm paraphrasing it. It's for people to know that's going to live in that time frame, and you and I happen to live in that time frame when these disciples asked Jesus, will you at that time once again restore Israel? And he started restoring Israel, October the 15th, 2021. That's what when the 2 days, that's when the fullness of the Gentile had come in. That's when the 70th week of Daniel began. And you can take it to the bank. You can then hang your head on it, because the Lord has dealt with us down through time for the last, before the foundation of the world. He prepared us for this very thing that we're doing here today, and we didn't miss a beat. We were waiting here for that October the 15th, 2021, to come on the scene. To Jesus goes off to see the mercy, and then he becomes King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we got the program right. Like I say, you can You can hang your hat on it because it's all via the scriptures. And, that's all we're doing. We're just trying to stay with the program. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this another day of life. Most of all, Lord, that give you thanks for your word that you've allowed us over the years to saturate ourselves with the word of God, and so that when that time does come, we'll be spot on, Lord. You've given us the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, and you've allowed us to see exactly where we are in time, where the 2 days end and the week of Daniel begins, and once the week starts, we know via the scriptures that we only have 7 years left before Satan is being bound up and his 6,000 years expire, Lord. And you've given us crystal clear picture of the end time, and just give you thanks, Lord, that you've given us that understanding, Lord. We just pray that we'll be faithful to the very end. Lord, as you see fit, help us to stay on course, help us to be faithful right to the very end. And once again, Lord, we say use us for your honor and for your glory, and open the hearts of the people, Lord, that they'll see how serious this thing out that we're saying here, that because that time that goes by, it can never be retraced again. It can never come back again. So we just want to make sure, Lord, we can take advantage of every minute that we have to put this truth out there so that people can have something to stabilize themselves with. We just give you thanks, and we pray, Lord, you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yeah, there they crucified him. That was exactly, like I say, it's 2000. Mm-hmm. That's October the 50th. It was exactly 2 days. The days of Hosea has expired. And see, here, we're the only two people on planet Earth that have this time frame, right? It's so important to know the time, because when Jesus was here, he wept over Jerusalem because they did not recognize the day and hour they're living in. It just says so. Why did Jesus weep over Jerusalem? He wept because they did not recognize the day and hour they're living in. And it says, as it was in the days of Noah. In the days of Noah, the people were completely clueless what's right before. They saw that ark being built. They saw Noah's boredom for 100 years. They're completely oblivious to what's going on around them. And then the flood came and took them all away. And as it was, and when Jesus was here, he wept bitterly because they did not recognize the hour that the people were living in. And as it was in the days of Lot, they did not know this. All the handwriting on the wall, Lot went down there to warn them. Even his sons-in-law, they thought he was crazy, just like it is today. They think you and I are crazy doing the things we're doing here. But we're going according to the word. There's got to be somebody here on planet Earth that's going to hold a line on truth and on reality. And you and I, we're prime targets for that, because we don't care what people say to our thing. We're not being molded into their mold, into that Leonard and Delta and these tugs and their mold, and like the mold is into their way of thinking. But see, we don't. We're outside of the box. That's why we're here. That's why the Lord uses, because he knew our makeup. He knew that we're not going to allow ourselves to be brainwashed and to be put into a mold. Here we are. We've got it spun on. We're just a few more years before the coming of the Lord, and the rapture will come, and the same thing will happen here. The day of the Lord, it'll come upon the masses unexpected, and it'll take them all away. The day of the Lord is coming, is right in front of us. The Bible talks about all the things that we're seeing here. We just happen to tap in into the source, into the ministry of Brother Branham, and that's where we get our information from, because he keeps saying it over and over and over again. This is going to be eternal life, that they believe of them whom I will send. He didn't send a human being. He sent these seven angels. And then these seven angels, they were teaching, they were talking through the vocal cords of the Apostle Paul in the first age, the church age of Ephesus. And because Paul said, my angel always stands before me. We could quote you the script. We could show you exactly where it says so. And then we're doing it because we've saturated ourselves with the Word of God all our lives. And just for the sake of time, I just don't bother going back and reading it. It's up to each and every individual to go search it out themselves. But we're saying here it's via the scriptures. And then he sent these seven angels. You can go back and read Revelation chapter 1. It's right in there when John was out on the Isle of Patmos. And he turned around and he saw, heard these waters, and he turned around there, he saw Jesus, because he recognized Jesus, because he spent 3 years with him. And he turned around, he saw him, and he had 7 stars in his right hand. And then he went on to explain these 7 stars. They're the 7 angels to the church ages of throughout the grace age. The church age of Ephesus and Smyrna and Pergamos and Colombo and all these people. And then that angel just linked up with the vocal cords of Apostle Paul. And then in the second church age, he linked up with the vocal cords of Irenaeus. And these people, they were taught by that angel. And then here in the church age of Laodicea, that angel found the vocal cords of William, Mary, and Breno. And the people, like it or not, to us, it's music to ours, because it's something that you and I can stabilize ourselves in this world of mass of confusion that's out there. That's where we got our information from, because we were willing to be taught. He says, when Jesus said, I thank thee, God, heaven and earth, that you've hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and revealed them unto babe such as would learn. We allowed ourselves to be taught by that, actually by that angel. And the Lord has found you and I faithful to continue on with the program and to finish it up, because once that rapture happens, it's going into another, it's going to be shifting gears. And it's going into, blessed is he that dies in the Lord, and for, because before God set this whole thing in motion, way back before the foundation of the world, before there was even an angel, before there was a star, he sat down and he had himself a blueprint. You can go read it over in Ephesians chapter 1, where God, that great big eternal spirit, counseled with himself, because he did it himself, because there was nobody else to counsel with. They try to tell you that Jesus was there and all that stuff, but it don't make sense. God, the great eternal spirit, he had a counsel with himself, like I say, because there was nobody there to counsel with, and he made a blueprint and a plan, and then he set that blueprint in motion, and the first thing he did, he created one angel, and then the program went on, and then as time went on, when all these angels were created, he took time out, and he created the universe over in, you can read it over in, Job 38, where were you when I laid the foundation of the world? There was a time when there was no foundation of the earth. There was not a planet out there. But as time went on, he created that universe, and then he tested these angels. And those angels that passed the test, he is using them now to just exactly what the Bible says. Their ministering spirit sent forth to minister unto them that are heirs of salvation. That's where we get our information from. Everything is solid that we're saying here is solid, backed up by the scripture. And I don't know why people can't get it. I guess because they're brainwashed. They've allowed themselves, that society and these church worlds out there, that they've allowed themselves to be brainwashed. Because believe you me, that church world will never tell you what we're telling you here. You won't find nothing about no Brother Branham, and especially nothing about no Brother Jackson. The only place you'll hear it from is right here, and you will not find nobody tell you about the midnight cry and tell you where we are at time. But here you're going to get it right to the teeth. Today's the real Passover, and you and I, we're recognizing the real Passover today. And we're not afraid to put it out there, because we're kind of oddballs. We don't allow ourselves to be put into a mold. Satan has not been allowed to sift us like he wanted to sift Peter and put us into a diabolical tradition mold. And we've had kept our head above the water. It's just what we're saying here. You can take it to the bank.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it says in Luke 23, verse 33. It says, so when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him along with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. So when you will look at the overall picture of what happened there, when Jesus had the Last Supper with his disciples there, and then he went over to the place called Gethsemane and pray there, and that is where they captured him, with Judas at the helm there, and they captured him and they took him and in the night there, and they mocked him and they ridiculed him, and all through the night there, if you will go through the scenario of what happened. They took him in the night, and then they took him there, and they mocked him. And then it says in Mark 15, early in the morning, after forming a plan, the chief priests with the elders and the experts in the law and the whole Sanhedrin tied Jesus up, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. So Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He replied, "You say so." Then the chief priests began to accuse him repeatedly. So Pilate asked him, "Have you nothing to say? See how many charges they are bringing against him." But Jesus made no further reply, so that Pilate was amazed. And so that's where what they did. They mocked him, and Pilate knew they brought him there because of envy.
Mm-hmm.
But because of politics, he just gave them up and to be crucified. And by the time 9 o'clock came in the morning, all that transpired from during the night, early in the morning, and then at 9 o'clock they took him down to the place called Golgotha, the place of the skull, and that's still a place there in Jerusalem. You can still go and see it there in the side of the mountain there. It looks like a big skull, and that's where they placed him to be crucified. And that was early in the morning on Friday at 9 o'clock. There he hung on the cross of Calvary, and from 12 noon to 3 o'clock there was darkness in the land. And after 3 o'clock, Jesus died there on Calvary, and that was the real sacrificial lamb there at the cross of cross of Calvary. There the atonement was made. And you go right back to the fall of Adam, where that fall had to be made right in order to redeem mankind. You can walk through the scripture there and how God set it all in motion when he gave the seven feasts to the children of Israel, how they were to have the Passover lamb every year. And when they came out of Exodus, and that happened for 1400 years, when the shadow was being cast for the real event that will happen there in Jerusalem, when they handed him over to Pilate and to Herod, and the Jews themselves, they gave him up to the Romans and to be crucified. And then there he hung there on the cross of Calvary. And by the time 3 o'clock came, he had passed away there. And then they took him from the cross. And before their Sabbath came in, the Sabbath starts at 6 o'clock, because the Jewish day, it starts from 6 at night to 6 the next day. So let's say 6 p.m. till 6 p.m. the next day. And before 6 p.m., Jesus was placed in the grave there. And just so, because it says before the preparation of the Sabbath day, they wanted to make sure that he was taken care of so that they can prepare for their Sabbath day. And see, Jesus fulfilled all that, the Sabbath day. That's why when you will go to the feast, how beautiful God lay them all out right at the Passover there. There starts the 7 days of eating of unleavened bread. That represents the grace age came in, and the 7 days represent the seven church ages. And then you will look at the first day of the week. That was Sunday morning, just as the sun was coming up. That's when Jesus was resurrected.
Yeah, he was in there for 3 days. He wasn't in there for 72 hours, but he was in there as a representative, mm-hmm, for 3 days. Like we're saying, he was put in the and the tomb before 6, and then he rose up after 6 and on Sunday morning. And mm-hmm. that's why we worship the Lord on Sunday instead of on Sabbath, because, it's just the way it is. It's just the way the early apostles established that they worshiped the Lord on the first day of the week, which was Sunday. And there's so much to talk about. There's so much that we could say here. But see, we got to stay with the standard. We got to stay with the Word of God and go according to the Scripture. There was actually a time when Jesus was here, and then Jesus, mm-hmm. he was born in a manger, and he was conceived by the Holy Ghost. It was actually real. It was reality that when we went to Israel, we went right up to the Mount of Olives, and we took that walk down there, and we walked right down to the Garden of Gethsemane. And as we were walking down, we saw exactly the place where Jesus stopped to go up over Jerusalem. You can still feel it. Heaven has come over you when, because there's a plaque there. See, that's where Jesus stopped, and he wept over Jerusalem, and then from there he went down to the Garden of Gethsemane, and then they came at night and took him and they led him through the streets and mocked him and did everything what you're saying here, and it was real, like it really happened. There's movements out there. They're trying to take all that away from the people and try to erase everything about Jesus that they can. But we were there and we saw the place exactly. We were up at that Mount of Olives, looking over the city of Jerusalem, looking towards the west, and looking to see that we walked those steps, mm-hmm. and then we. We saw the place of the skull. I went in there and laid right in that tomb where Jesus laid it. It's still there today for anybody to see. Mm-hmm. That place, that hole in the wall, and the Garden of Gethsemane, where they caught him at night. And like I say, then they paraded him to the streets, and they mocked him, and they tortured him, and they mutilated him. Did exactly what the scripture said. His bones is stared out at him, and all these things, it's real, it's really happened, and we just happened to be there, and we walked down those streets, we walked up those steps, we walked into Pilate's quarters, and all that. You can still retrace it over there if you take time out to do so. But see, we're recognizing that it really happened, that true, genuine, biblical Passover is today, because that's the day that Jesus was crucified. That's why we recognize. Yeah, it's not the day right here, right now. It was 2004 years ago. Right? Exactly 2000 on October the 15th, 2021. That's when the true Passover was. Back two days prior to that, and then we're just recognizing it, putting it back into the scripture. We know we're right on. And then there comes to celebrate the Passover, what the Passover represents. That when you take the Passover to remember what Jesus did mm-hmm. for us at Calvary. That's that whole thing about the Passover. There again, the devil comes in and he mixes us up and does that. And all Jesus did, he said, this do in remembrance of you. This do to remember what I'm going to do for you on the cross of Calvary. I'm going to allow myself to be mutilated. And he brought in the communion. And when Paul goes over and the Corinthians explain that this do in remembrance of me. This do because remember what I went through for you at Calvary. That's all that we and I will have in communion. And that's why, just to remember what Jesus did for us at Calvary, there's no ads to all he did it because there was no human being on planet Earth that could do it for us. He did everything himself. He just for our sins, to redeem us from Satan's hold. And that's all we're doing. We're giving it recognition. And then old Paul says, he that eats and drinks unworthily, that brings judgment to himself. Thousands upon thousands of people for the last 2,000 years has partaken of the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner, because Paul talks about it. make sure you do not partake of the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner, not discerning the body of Christ. And that's why these seven feasts were put in there. The second feast was that you do not partake throughout the crazy that leavened bread, that you don't accept the what they're trying to teach you, valid baptism and the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's leavened bread. And if you partake of that, your soul will be taken out from the commonwealth of Israel. That's why they were so strict back in the Old Testament. He that has leavened bread in his house, or he that partakes it for 7 days, that represents the seven church ages throughout the crazy, and over the years, thousands upon thousands of people have partaken of the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner, thereby bringing judgment on themselves. And that's why you see what's going on around the world. These churches are being demolished, these so-called Christians are being persecuted and terrorized, simply because they're partaking of the Lord's Supper, and therefore they're bringing judgment on themselves. And here you and I, we're trying to hold on to the fort. We're trying to hold on to the principle that the water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is the only true water baptism, and we're not partaking of the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner. We are still the body of Christ. We're still holding on to the truth that has been firmly established here in these closing days of time. There's got to be somebody on planet Earth that's going to hold the line on the truth, and it just happened to give us, and God has given you and I the responsibility to do just that, and we do it gladly.
Mm-hmm. Like it says in, I'll just read it over, just to kind of feel what Jesus really went through. In Isaiah 52, it says, many were horrified by the sight of you. He was so disfigured, he no longer looked like a man. His form was so marred, he no longer looked human. So now he will startle many nations. Kings will be shocked by his exaltation, for they will witness something unannounced to them, and they will understand something that they had not heard about. Then it goes on to say in Isaiah 53, he sprouted up like a twig before God, like a root out of a parched soil. He had no stately form or majesty that might catch our attention, no special appearance that we should want to follow him. He was despised and rejected by people, one who experienced pain and was acquainted with illness. People hid their faces from him. He was despised, and we considered him insignificant. But he lifted up our illnesses. He carried our pain, even though we thought he was being punished, attacked by God and afflicted for something he had done. He was wounded because of our rebellious deeds, crushed because of our sins. He endured punishment that made us well. Because of his wounds, we have been healed. All of us had wandered off like sheep. Each of us had strayed off on his own path. But the Lord caused the sin of all of us to attack him. He was treated harshly and afflicted, but he did not even open his mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughtering block, like a sheep silent before her shearers, he did not even open his mouth. He was led away after an unjust trial. But who even cared? Indeed, he was cut off from the land of the living because of the rebellion of his own people. He was wounded. They intended to bury him with criminals, but he ended up in a rich man's tomb because he had committed no violent deeds, nor had he spoken deceitfully. Though the Lord desired to crush him and make him ill, once restitution is made, he will see descendants and enjoy long life, and the Lord's purpose will be accomplished through him. Having suffered, He will reflect on his work. He will be satisfied when he understands what he has done. My servant will acquit many, for he carried their sins. And that's what Jesus had to go through. Like, when you will understand what the our sins, that he carried our sins, and there he was being mutilated. He was they struck him on his head. They did everything that they could to mutilate him and to make him into that sacrificial lamb that would carry our sins to the cross of Calvary. And if you see the pain and the agony that he went through for us on the cross of Calvary. And he was that Passover lamb. He was that literal lamb that was slain. And you come to how the devil wants to take everything away from us and to make it irrelevant. And that's why he brought in that Easter thing, to make the importance of the Passover irrelevant. And then you can see how fast he came in. Like, Polycarp was from 69 to 155 AD. And already Polycarp had to fight. When you will go back to, let's say, 69 to 155 AD, that's just a second century from the crucifixion. And then there he was already struggling with these people, that these so-called preachers, you could call them, they were bishops, and he was already combating the forces of Satan that was trying to make it into an Easter instead of the Passover. You can see how fast the devil comes in, and he wants to take it away and take away the truth and distort it. And people nowadays, they don't pay much attention to that. But if you go back to the hour of Polycarp, you can see what he was fighting and combating. Mm-hmm. And today people don't pay attention to it. And it takes away the relevance, the significance, what Jesus did at Calvary, that he was that Passover lamb. And then you come to focus on that, that he was that Passover lamb. And every time we partake of the bread and the wine, it is to remember, to do it in remembrance, just like Jesus said, this do in remembrance of me, for what I had to go through to purchase your salvation.
Yeah, just that simple. And all we're doing, we're just trying our level best. The whole line of the mm-hmm. truth that been given right. to that early church, because that was the ministry of that Malachi 4 prophet, to turn us back, even as end times, mm-hmm. through the hearts of the church, back to the apostolic
faith right.
of our Father. Mm-hmm. There's got to be somebody on planet Earth that'll do just that, even if it's just two people. But see, we're setting the standard, and we're going back right exactly what that early church did. And we're sticking with the true Passover, because the early church, there was no such a thing as a Easter bunny and all mm-hmm. that stuff. That's what Satan does. He just did exactly what he did back 679 years ago over in Iran. When these Muslims came in, they hijacked that whole country of Iran, and they just took over with their garbage, with their diabolical religion. And that's exactly what the devil did back in the garden. He hijacked it. He stole it from under from Adam and Eve. They were given the planet. Satan comes in, and he, by hook or by crook, he steals it away from them. And now for 6,000 years, he's been allowed to do his diabolical things. And that's exactly what happened over in Iran.
Yeah.
Back in the day, he just came in. These Muslims
yeah,
came in, and they hijacked that country. Now that's why you got over there.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah,
it was all going back.
That's 79. Yeah, in 1979.
Uh-huh.
And you can see it's all part of that beast system structure that Daniel speaks of, and then also John in the Book of Revelation, and until That beast and that false prophet is thrown into the lake of fire. That's what you're going to see there. Until then, it's not going to be liberated, Iran. It's because it's part of that Persian Empire. And that's part of that beast system. And it's not according to the scripture until that beast mm-hmm. is going to be thrown into the lake of fire. And then Europe will be liberated.
Amen to that. We're just putting it together here for peace. Mm-hmm. We're just holding on to the fort. We're just continuing on where Brother Branham and Brother Jackson left off. And you can take it to the bank. We're all sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ because we have nothing. All mm-hmm. our resources, everything that we see and do, thy will be done. Then we come to that place of maturity in our life where we can truly say, Lord, use us for your glory. Take all our resources, everything that we are and do, use us for your benefit, for your glory, because we have nothing on our own. I'll say, yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I will trust you in the way, because we don't have nothing here, especially here in these closing days of time with all this confusion all around us. And all we do, we're just holding on to the fort. You got to be somebody on planet Earth that's sticking with the Word, that has a principle according to the Scriptures. Mm-hmm. That's all we're doing. And then we're just yanking people back into the proper thing where that communion, it's all part of that Passover where Jesus took the Passover the night, like last night, Thursday night. Would it be Thursday night when he had Passover before he went to the garden and before he went to the crucifixion? He did this Passover thing, and he gave us commission to do that until he comes. That's right. Today we're going to just have a simple the bread and wine, and we examined ourselves, because Paul talks about before you partake of that bread and that wine, make sure you examine yourself to see if you're still in the faith. You and I, we're still in the faith because we're contending on from these seven angels. This is going to be the eternal life that they believe in them whom I will send. And here in the church, here to lead us, God sent that angel, and that angel linked up with the vocal cord of Brother Branham and Brother Jack. Now we're just finishing the finishing touches here. And then one of these days that rapture will happen, and things will just continue to exactly what the Scripture says. That's why we're holding on to the Scriptures, and we don't allow ourselves to be molded into that traditional and that church world mold out there. We're staying with the Word. Just that simple.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you and we give you thanks for your word, Lord, how we can always find that the truth, Lord, of how you have instituted these things like the Feast of Passover, and we can find it that after that spring equinox, that's when Jesus was crucified there, after that spring equinox, after the new moon into the full moon. So we can always weave ourselves back to the truth, Lord. We don't belong to no program or no organization, but we're just holding a line on your word, Lord, and what you have allowed us to see through that prophetic ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, Lord. And we're just continuing on to let people know the truth and what the deception is about, that is out there, that what it's all about. And we just want to let people know the real Passover. It's all about the Passover, not about Easter. Easter was brought in by deception. And it's all about just remembering what Jesus did for us at the cross of Calvary, that he was that Passover lamb. So we just want to let people know the truth of it all. And we give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.